Recorded Books presents The Second Law of Cultivation. Key equals MC Squared, Book 2. By Crazy Code. Narrated by Pavi Prochko. Chapter 1. A New Start. The cart rattled beneath me, jumping and clattering over the dirt paths. The ox pulling the cart grunted in effort as Keo Chen steered.
"We're almost there. I think I can barely see it in the distance."
The sunlight warmed the back of my eyelids, making me open them. The sun was high up in the sky, approaching close to noon. Turning my sight ahead, beyond the rising, flowing grassland, was a little river cutting through the landscape, near which lay the town of Taizhou, bustling with people. I took a moment to appreciate my newly enhanced eyesight, noting the village head walking around in a rush. It was an odd sensation to be able to recognize faces still so far off. "How much longer?" I asked, glancing at Keo Chen.
"About an hour or so,"
Keo Chen replied. Labby rustled in my lap, turning over in her sleep as she pursed her lips, a frown on her face. I brushed a hand through her gray hair, looking at her childlike form sleeping peacefully. I wondered just what kind of dream she may be seeing. My hand drifted from her head down to her abdomen briefly. I gently pressed my hand, feeling the little spirit root keeping the cracked pieces of her dantian together as she healed. Despite knowing she was no longer in pain, the thought made my chest tighten.
"I'm sorry,"
Yan Yun said, noticing my lingering gaze on Labby.
"I never should have involved the two of you in this."
I was a bit surprised when Yan Yun spoke up. She'd been silent throughout the way. I'd noticed the tears that glistened her eyes. Seeing how I failed to even sense the base of her cultivation, it wasn't terribly difficult to imagine what may have happened with her grandfather. I sat in silence for a moment at Yan Yun's words.
"Li and Lei's actions are not your fault. I went of my own will. It was my fault putting Labby at risk," I said, clenching my fist.
A hollow feeling lingered in my chest. I had taken my revenge, given in to anger, to the thing I'd been trying not to become. What had it truly done? Labby was put at risk, even myself. I allowed her to get injured and then lashed out because I was angry. It was childish. It was like me from before my spar with Li and Lei, the actions of an arrogant cultivator. I looked up to see words that yet lingered on Yan Yun's face, but neither of us spoke. We sat in silence, rocking along with the cart as the grasslands flew past us.
"Ah, here we go," Keo Chen said. "I see Taizhou. We'll arrive soon."
Yan Yun stirred in her seat, turning to look at the town edging closer, yet still so far away. I noticed her squinting in confusion before they widened a sliver as a realization settled onto them. I followed soon after and understood what surprised her. She couldn't see the town. Her eyes were unable to see that far anymore. I turned my gaze away from Yan Yun before she noticed me watching her. Words hung in my chest, curiosity and concern jumbling together. She lost her path, that much I knew, and her grandfather had something to do with it. Just what did her grandfather do to have something like this happen? Anger rose in me at the man, but I breathed the emotion back down. Actions and memories from Lu Jie were still a tangled mess within me. So much of me was vague now, unprocessed emotions bursting out at whim. I suspected it would take months before I could feel complete. But that didn't mean I would allow my past self's faults to linger. With my breakthrough, my spirit had been forged anew. I would not squander it.
"Chi-yi!"
Twilight chimed, twirling as she climbed onto Su Lin's back to stand atop his head. The sleeping boy's head bobbed, and he jerked awake, startled.
"Well, what's happening?"
Su Lin said, glancing around, arms raised to his face. He glanced around, taking in everything, then his eyes met mine. Laughter burst out of me at his stupid question, and the swirl of emotions in my chest became lighter. Keo Chen joined me, and I noticed even Yan Yun had a small smile. Silver Light, the silver spirit lily I'd earned from Lord Zhao, watched.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?